Christian Parenting.
Aloha, friends, and welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom, Raising Amazing, and the newly released Becoming Homeschoolers. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to get to hang out with all of you today. And we are going to be covering some great topics in the next few weeks related to back to school, preparing our hearts and preparing our kids for the school year. And today is a little extra special. I have an announcement to make as well as a fun topic that I think will be practical for all of us. We are talking about raising well-rounded kids. We're doing a little audit where I'm going to share 5 building blocks of a well-rounded student and then kind of consider, maybe there's an area we could work on. Maybe there's an area our kids are stronger or weaker than others, and that is completely normal. We are all a work in progress on this topic of being balanced and well-rounded and healthy. I know I am, and I know my kids are too. So I think this is a really fun and practical topic. And the reason this is on my mind and that I'm so prepared to talk about it is because I have spent the last, goodness, at least 6 months working on a brand new course that is now officially available online. It is called the Well-Rounded Homeschooler Course. Now, I started working on this well before my book, Becoming Homeschoolers, released last May. So you might have seen it mentioned in the resource list of that book. And so if you happen to be a homeschool family, or I'm going to even say if you're not, if today's topic resonates with you and you're like, we could use help on one or more of these building blocks, I'm going to encourage you to get your hands on that course, because in it, I take a deeper dive into these 5 building blocks and I offer more research, guidelines, resource lists, interviews with amazing people, and more. And I'll just share very honestly here that when I first started homeschooling, I was super fearful that I would miss something. I had that feeling like, what if I completely miss a subject or something that would stop my kids from graduating or getting into college? And it reminds me of those dreams, which I actually still have occasionally. I don't know if anyone else does, but the dreams where you're like in college or maybe even high school and you forget to go to a class and now you have to go take a final, but you haven't even been to the class. Tell me somebody out there has had those dreams. Well, that's what it reminds me of. But I used to worry, or I think, okay, even if I can do all the classes, like, am I giving my kids enough to prepare them for life? It just felt like a heavy weight of responsibility on me. And I know some of you feel the same. I've heard from a lot of you. And I think that's a reasonable concern. And as I say in my book, I absolutely believe you can all do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And there's nothing to stress about. However, I also will confess that now that I have 3 adult kids, when I look back over our homeschool journey, I can say, you know what? Yeah, there were a few gaps. There's a few areas that I'm focusing on with Levi because of what I've learned after raising the first 3. Now, thankfully, nothing major. They're all doing amazing. They're doing great. But I can see where I had some blind spots. There were some areas that I kind of missed. So that's why this course is something I'm so passionate about and I believe will help a whole lot of people. So you can find out more over at monicaswanson.com/well-rounded homeschooler. That's all together, no dashes, or just find a link in show notes. But no matter what, whether you homeschool or not, today's topic is for you. We are going to just kind of cover these 5 building blocks, going to ask you some questions. These are all questions I've asked myself and my family. And then over in show notes, I will also leave some notes with these 5 building blocks and a few sub points that you might consider as you might review this, as you do a little audit for your kids and your family. And now, without further ado, let's jump in and talk about what it means to raise a well-rounded student as we prepare for this school year ahead. I hope you're encouraged. So first, I suggest that a well-rounded student has a solid foundation of faith. If you're a Christian parent, then your greatest priority ought to be to build your child's life on truth from God's word. Now, the challenges coming against us doing this are greater all the time. We are raising kids in what most people call a post-Christian society. Our culture is going to tell us that truth is relative, that God's word is outdated, that we should follow our feelings, right? You can just stop me now because I'm super passionate about this topic. But I believe that Jesus' words from Matthew 7 are as relevant today as ever. In verse 24 and 25, he says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock." Of course, you can continue reading in Matthew 7 to hear what Jesus says happens when you don't build your house on the rock. And that's not something you want for your kids. We want to give them a solid foundation. So the bottom line is that for our kids to live a good life and to be protected from all of the cultural elements, I'll say, we need to build their life on a foundation of God's word, a biblical worldview, and an identity built on truth. So now we can pause and do a little audit on our own families. How is your child doing in this area of building their life on a foundation of faith? Hopefully you can think about that and consider ways that you might improve in that area, help build that foundation of faith. Now let's move on. Second building block of a well-rounded student is a love of learning. Now, depending on your child's age, stage, personality, birth order, there are seriously a lot of factors, I'm aware, but your kids may or may not love school or anything school related. And just rest assured, all of it is normal. Every child is different. Even within your own family, I'm going to guess some of your kids are more drawn to learning than others. I have some kids who grew up just wanting to carry books around all the time. Oldest child, and then others who maybe weren't so interested, or my youngest who would rather play all day than do anything schooly, right? I can appreciate this quote by Winston Churchill. He says, "I am always ready to learn, although I do not always like being taught." And the fact is that in their natural element, kids are learners. God made them to be learners. They just don't always like to be taught, or maybe the way they're being taught. So I think we have a great job as parents. And if they go to a school or have other teachers, it's important to motivate our kids to want to learn, to develop a love of learning. We want them to be lifelong learners. And of course, there's a lot we could say on this topic, but some of the ways we can motivate kids to learn are to make sure that we make what they're learning about relevant to real life. So connecting the dots between what they're learning and how that matters, or how that can apply to bigger things in this world. We want to help kids develop a growth mindset as opposed to a fixed mindset. That's something I talk about in my book, Boy Mom. I love that. You can look up growth mindset to understand it better. But definitely empowering them to understand that they can overcome things. They're not bad at math or bad spellers. That's an area they can grow in if they're challenged in it now. So you want them to develop that growth mindset. Also, I'm a big believer in, yes, using extrinsic rewards or motivations when kids are young. That's the sticker on the chart. That's a reward for good work. But helping them develop more and more an intrinsic motivation, which is really when they begin to want to learn because they internally desire to learn. You've seen it in your kid when maybe they start doing something new and something kind of clicks, and now they're doing it on their own without you saying a word. They're just like diving into that book about dinosaurs or astronomy or horses or whatever it might be. They're shooting baskets and they don't want to stop because now they're desiring to get better and better on their own. So developing intrinsic motivation is super important in this area of learning. There's a whole lot more on this topic, but that's just a quick look at what it means to motivate your kids to be learners. And so there, you can pause now and do a quick little audit. How is your child, or how are your children doing in this area of being learners? Are they embracing a lifestyle of learning, or is that an area maybe you want to work on? Okay, moving on to the next building block of a well-rounded student, we get to talk about socialization, which as a homeschool mom, of course, this is one I actually really enjoy talking about. If you've heard me interviewed on other podcasts about homeschooling, I always love to tackle the socialization question. But let's make this general to all kids, all students. Socialization matters. It does. We want our kids to have good communication skills, relationship skills. We want them to develop the social skills that they need to exist and thrive in the world, right? There's nothing wrong with that. And so wherever they go to school, I think it's really important for us to consider what is socializing our kids. And I always like to broaden this to realize I'm not just talking peers here, because other things socialize our kids as well. The things that they are watching online, the music they listen to, if they're on social media, playing video games, all of these things are influencing, or another way to say that is socializing our kids. So I encourage you to think about that. And I will say, in my opinion, socialization is one of the best reasons to homeschool, because I want to be able to decide who's socializing my kids. I don't want to just leave it up to chance, the people that they spend time with all day, every day. Now, with that being said, if your child is in a traditional school setting, I'm just going to encourage you to have some really good conversations to send them into that situation well prepared. That's why I always encourage families to make sure you're giving your kids a biblical worldview, some help with apologetics, knowing what they believe, why they believe it. So kind of having that missionary mindset when you're sending them off to a school setting, preparing them to face things like peer pressure, bullying. Do they have the skills needed to navigate if something happens that makes them uncomfortable? Should they go to a teacher? Should they contact home? Just giving them all the skills they need to face whatever they face when they are in a school setting. And of course, socialization is a broad topic, and there's so much we could talk about. Making friends, how to treat a friend, how a friend should treat you. All these things are really important. So socialization is a big topic. And again, it's different if you're homeschooling than it is if kids are in a traditional school setting. So it's kind of hard to tackle briefly. But I do think that all of us parents, no matter where our kids go to school, have the responsibility of teaching our kids a nice list of social skills. And I will share a checklist over in show notes so that maybe you can use these to go through your little audit. But things just like, do they know how to greet somebody appropriately? Can they give eye contact? Do they know how to act in somebody else's home or when somebody's in your home? Things like, do they understand empathy and compassion? And of course, many of these things come with maturity, but are we teaching them as they grow up? And I also like to include on this list things like, can our kids make a phone call? You know, by their middle school, early high school years, they should be able to make a phone call to say, set up an appointment or follow up with something that they need to do. We need to nudge our kids sometimes to put themselves out there and get more comfortable talking to people. And so I'll have a little list in show notes, and hopefully that will help you do a little audit and how your kids are doing in this area and maybe find some things to work on. To all of my homeschooling friends and those of you who are becoming homeschoolers, I'm excited to tell you about the math and science curriculum that all of my boys have used and loved. Head over to diveintomath.com to check out Shorman Math and Dive Science curriculums. Dr. Shorman is a good friend of ours, and he does such a great job of offering a biblical and historical foundation in all of his classes, teaching the why of learning math. He brings biblical concepts into everything, and my boys have been inspired by Dr. Shorman on so many levels. Now, the diveintomath.com website offers self-paced courses in state-of-the-art e-learning system featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading and grade recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman himself. Also, important to note, Shorman Algebra 1 and 2 teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions. Guys, this is what your kids need to prepare for all of these standardized tests. Okay, so my boys love that Dr. Shorman taught short lessons, and it was a four-day school week, and yet he packed in so much. They learned a ton, and it was efficient, so they could get on with doing all the other fun stuff they want to do. All right, so head over to diveintomath.com. Check out the math and science curriculums offered there. I think you're going to love them. Thank you. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying this conversation. I just want to pause real quick to tell you about something very cool now available over at the Christian Parenting website. Okay, so there is the cutest little prayer journal. I'm looking at mine in front of me. It is called Marked by Prayer, and it is a weekly prayer journal for parents, and it will guide you through praying for your kids every week of the school year. Each week presents a new topic to journal and pray about. Topics include things like generosity, self-discipline, salvation, identity, godly friendships, and more. These are all the things we want our kids to be marked by, attributes that we want them to be marked by. Well, we are guided to pray for these things. And then there's a little section for journaling, some suggested scriptures. You guys, it's really, really good. So you can get your copy over at the website, cpgive.org. Again, the letter CP is in Christian Parenting, give.org. Request your school year prayer journal, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. And then something fun to go with that. If you want to listen to a podcast that is going through these guided prayers and a reflection, Pardon the Mess podcast each Monday is going to be doing that. Now, Pardon the Mess is an awesome podcast. It was Christian Parenting's like OG, their original podcast before the rest of us joined. And it's so good anyways. But on Mondays, they're going to be taking you through the guided prayer and reflection from this prayer journal. So definitely tune in to Pardon the Mess on Mondays. I think it's going to be so good. I can't wait for that. All right, friends, now we'll get back to today's conversation. I hope you enjoy. Fourth building block. We're moving quickly. The fourth building block of a well-rounded student is developing passions and interests. Now, similar to a love of learning, this is about us introducing our kids to many things, but this goes beyond the core academics and schoolwork. It refers to all the things that I say make life rich, things like music, sports, art, and every other creative endeavor. And similar to learning, some kids are going to be more naturally drawn to their creative side, whereas others might need some nudging. But I believe we are all made in the image of our amazing creative God, and therefore, we all have the potential to be creative. So a great part of our job as parents is to introduce our kids to many things. And it may take a while, but eventually something or maybe a few things will stick. So have fun with this process. I know as a family, we can get out of balance in this one. My husband and I are big on sports, athletics, all of that. But sometimes we forget to give our kids things like introduction to great art or other culturally rich topics. So we are a work in progress on this topic, but I think it can be a really fun one. So another quick audit, how are your kids doing in developing passions and interests? And I want to encourage anyone that, you know, if your kid is 10 or 12 and you're like, they don't have anything they're passionate about, that's okay. Don't stress. Sometimes it takes a while. It's normal to give kids an introduction to many things before something really clicks. However, I will give a warning on this one. If your kids are spending a lot of time looking at screens, then it is much less likely that they will even have the opportunity to discover their passions and interests. There's a book I highly recommend called The Tech Wise Family by Andy Crouch, and there's so much good stuff in there, but I'll read one quote that really impacted me along these lines. He writes, "Children in particular are driven to create if we just nudge them in that direction. They thrive in a world stocked with raw materials, but too often, and with the best of intentions, we fill their world with technology instead. Device that ask very little of them. A single pencil can produce more colors of gray and black than the most high-tech screen can reproduce. For a child's creative development, the inexpensive, deep, organic thing is far better than the expensive, broad, electronic thing." Isn't that powerful? And I've talked to so many moms who have now grown children who are doing amazing things, like professional musicians, artists, athletes, you know, incredible academics. And they say if those kids had had access to screens when they were young, they are convinced that they wouldn't be doing what they're doing now. So I think that's a really important warning for all of us to realize that it's not so much that the screens are bad, it's what the kids aren't doing when they are looking at a screen. mine. And I also love that Andy Crouch talks about the importance of boredom. And I've heard him say that boredom is the gateway to creativity. So allowing our kids to have that margin and that freedom without telling them what to do next, where they have to be, but just giving them that childhood of some free time where they might get bored and start creating or actually flipping through a book or looking at something on their desk, you know, walking around outside and exploring a little bit. Those are the moments that get our kids' minds going and where they might discover some passions and interests. So, quick audit there. How are your kids doing in this area of developing passions and interests? And how might you either introduce them to some new ones or help them develop areas that they're interested in the year ahead? So then let's hit our fifth building block, which perhaps is one of my very favorites. And that is the fifth building block of a well-rounded child is being healthy physically, mentally, and emotionally. Now, if you are around in July, Dave and I did a series. I did the series, but Dave joined me for part of it on youth sports. It was super fun. If you like that topic, be sure to go back and listen if you missed it. But no doubt, Dave and I have been, you know, into sports all of our lives. We love to raise kids who are athletic, who do competitive sports. But even more than that, it's important that our kids are healthy. So this building block is about encouraging you to raise active, healthy kids. Yes, I think it's good for them to try a couple organized sports for so many reasons, for character building, to learn, you know, to listen to a coach and get along with other kids and all that. But most importantly is just that they're active people. We all should be active all of our life, and our kids kind of depend on us parents to give them that foundation. If you're not giving it to them and they have to learn it later in life, it's a lot harder. So I just encourage you to keep that in mind. Are your kids moving their body every day throughout all of their growing up years? And then in addition to that, we need to think about what our kids are eating. I talk about this in Boy Mom, how it's really up to us as parents to give our kids a foundation in with their healthy diet. Kids don't choose what they eat. They eat what we give them. And then as they grow up, they eat what we allow them to. So parents, let's take this seriously because their health depends on it. And the habits we give them when they're young are likely to go with them into adulthood. So you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to give them a perfect diet, but let's be mindful about the healthy diet we give them. I don't think schools do a great job of teaching this, and I think it's pretty much up to us to offer our kids an education on how to eat healthy and how to be well-rounded in this way. So then, along with physical health, we want to talk about how important it is that our kids are healthy mentally and emotionally. I'm sure everyone has heard that recent research is saying that there's an epidemic in our country, a problem of teenagers' mental health. Anxiety and depression is on the rise. There's so many mental health issues right now. And I think we're pretty sure that has to do with screen time, especially things like social media. And I think that's important to be aware of. But I think there's more to it than just that. So the question is, what can parents do to help? And I'm going to say there's a lot we can do. In fact, I'll be bold enough to say that if your kids are struggling with their mental health, this would be a very good reason to consider homeschooling, even if it means a lifestyle change, even if it means a job change. Consider homeschooling if your kids are facing mental health issues. I believe that kids need to be pulled away from the confusion and chaos that is screaming at them in our culture. And oftentimes this does come through the schools that they spend their days in. Kids need a safe place, a peaceful place to grow up and work through those normal challenges that come with puberty and their teenage years. I mean, every kid goes through hard times during those years. And when they're going through all those things, they need to be told the truth daily. So whatever school situation you're in, I'm going to encourage you to have healthy conversations with your kids about all these things. Check in often. Be a safe place for them to talk. And then once again, circling back to that first building block, be sure you're raising your kids with the foundation of God's word. Make sure they know their identity in Christ. Talk about it often. All right, so quick audit there. How are your kids doing with their health? Are they physically healthy? How's their diet? How's their exercise? How's their mental and emotional health? Now, we're not talking perfection here, but are you headed in the right direction with them? Are you navigating them with them so that they're making good choices to be healthy as they grow up? Now, I want to say with all five of these building blocks, none of us are perfect at all five, especially at one time, right? Our kids aren't going to be, and we even as adults are not. But one thing I have appreciated is that hearing that balance is dynamic. In fact, I've heard it compared to the analogy of riding a bicycle. Riding a bicycle is dynamic. As long as you're riding and pedaling, you're staying upright and balanced, right? But if you froze the bicycle at any point, if the bicycler stopped pedaling, they would get out of balance and fall down. And the same goes for any area of life we want to be balanced at. As long as we are moving forward, as long as our kids are moving forward, then they will stay balanced. So you want to check in on these different areas, but at any given moment, we're all going to be a little bit stronger in one area than another. We just don't want to stay there. We want to keep moving and keep checking in on all the different areas. So as long as you're intentional, as long as you're thoughtful and mindful about the five building blocks, your kids are probably going to do just fine. And when you see something, an area that's out of balance, tend to that, talk about that, and look for ways to improve in that area, and then keep moving forward and teach your kids to do the same. I know my kids who are grown, who live independently now in California, have told me, like, Mom, I realized I haven't been eating very well. I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to stock up on healthier food because I've been busy and I haven't been eating well. Well, I'm so glad they noticed that. And I'd like to think it's because the way we raised them, we would check in on things like that. Or, you know, Mom, I haven't been exercising enough. Work's been busy. I need to get out. I'm going to start running 3 days a week this week and going to the gym a couple of times. So they are often checking in with themselves. And I believe all that begins in the home when we teach our kids to have a well-rounded lifestyle. I often check in and say, hey, how are you doing socially? You getting out? You mixing it up? You doing things? Yeah, Mom, yeah, I'm good. And spiritually, they're plugged into church and Bible studies and all the rest. So I think these are lifelong skills, lifelong areas that we should all focus on. And a fun bonus in my well-rounded homeschooler course is I do have a section called the Well-Rounded Homeschool Mom, where I also address how we as moms can stay well-rounded, because goodness knows, it's easy for us to get out of balance as well, right? So again, everyone's welcome in the Well-Rounded Homeschooler course, whether you homeschool or not. I think some really helpful and encouraging and valuable resources. I've got interviews with people like Sally Clarkson. I've got printables, prayers, a lot of good stuff. So check it out over at monicaswanson.com/ Well-Rounded Homeschooler. There's a link as well in show notes. I hope that you can be a part of that, especially while it's at a discounted rate. Okay, friends, thanks for being here. I hope you can do a little family audit. You know, one idea is to ask your kids how they think they're doing. Maybe list these five areas and go through it together as a family. Let everyone give their own thoughts on how they're doing, and then maybe set some goals for this year, how you can all work on the areas that maybe you're not as strong in, and then reevaluate in the new year. Sound like a plan? I think that sounds like a really good idea. Thank you guys so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. Even this episode, you can take a screenshot on your phone, share it to your social media. That's super helpful. Love you guys. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.